Hello, this is Jacob with S&J Property Services speaking. Is Local Splash?
Yes, hi Jacob, yes, this is Mary from Local Splash. How are you?
No, I'm good, how are you?
That's a good day. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. So yes, we were actually calling in to go over the progress of the account. Is it a good time to talk about it?
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. Great. All righty. So before we start, please be informed that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. I would also like to inform you that I will be your account manager moving forward. So I look forward to supporting you and ensuring everything runs smoothly for your campaign. Alrighty. So yes, today I would like to cover the following items, what we have completed so far for your campaign, as well as a walkthrough of your client dashboard.
Okay.
Alright. So the account is only a few weeks old and our team has already hit the ground running. So far we have completed the keywords research. I see here home lighting, permanent LED lighting, permanent home LED lighting, and so forth.
Of course, yeah.
We've also completed the content creation. As I checked it here, your Facebook ad started running on August 8th. And as of today, we have a total of 32 clicks and 1,609 people have seen it at least once. If I may ask, have you seen how the ad looks like?
No, I have not.
That's okay. So there's actually a preview that you can definitely check out. It's available on the Local Splash dashboard as well as the Local Splash app. Have you signed into these two platforms before?
No, I don't have the app, but I did do the website.
I see. Would you be able to sign into the dashboard?
I'm downloading the app right now.
Oh, sure. All righty.
Okay.
If I may ask, did Sam download the app as well, or none of you has downloaded it?
Neither of us did.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. Perfect.
All righty. So you can sign in, just enter your phone number.
Oh, yeah.
You're now signed in. Oh, perfect. All right. So in order to see how the Facebook ad looks like, just please tap on the three lines at the top right corner.
Okay.
And tap on Facebook ads.
Okay.
And when you scroll down, you should see there the numbers. So far we have 32 clicks, and you'll see there the Facebook ad preview. Now, in case there's anything you'd like to change on it, maybe the photos used or the content, you can definitely inform me now over the phone. Or if it's going to be later on, you can definitely come back here and request changes. Just tap on the request changes button below the preview.
Okay. Can I request a change now or?
Yes, if you actually want to do it now, you can tap on Request Changes and indicate it there, or you can also provide it to me, and I'll forward it to the Facebook team for editing.
Could you possibly put, like, we're doing a deal, so we're giving away 50 feet of free lights if they purchase a certain amount, like 150 feet. So could you put, like, sign up or fill out the form or something along those lines, to fill out the form to see if you qualify or something along those lines like that.
Sure. Sorry, what was the deal once again that was you're giving out?
53 feet of lights if they purchase 150 feet.
Gotcha. Giving out 50 feet free of lights.
Mm-hmm.
If you purchase 150 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Let me indicate that here on my notes. So once again, that's giving out 50 feet 50 feet free of lights if you purchase 150 feet.
Yep. But if on the text, just say, like, you know, fill out to see if you qualify. Something along those
lines. Sure. Fill out the form. Fill out the form to see if you qualify. That would be, like, the additional. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Let's see here. Sure, I'll definitely have this forwarded to the Facebook team so that they can include this. Would you like it to be a custom asset, just like along those photos, or would you like it to be added to the description part?
Probably the description.
The description. All right, sure. And would you like it to be indicated at the very top or at the bottom of the description?
I'd probably say the top, but...
At the top. Gotcha. Yeah. And at the top. All right. Thank you so much. Anything else?
No, I think that's pretty good.
All right. Thank you for that, Jacob. And then, aside from the Facebook ads, your Google ads was also created as of 2 days ago. That was August 20th. And it's scheduled for a two-week optimization on September 4th. Right now, since it was just recently launched, if you're still on the app right now and you go to Google Ads, for now, there's no numbers as of yet since it was just recently launched 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
But once as days go by, you can definitely come back to the app and go to Google Ads to see what the insights will be.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I did check your business website, and it's up and running, so there's no problem with that. As for your Google business profile, it is verified and live. Thank you so much for giving us access to it. As of August 1st, we were able to complete the first round of optimization on August 8th, just to make sure that all of the information is up to date. We're actually requesting Google to approve the website, because right now the website is missing on your Google business profile. We're not really sure why, but Google somehow disapproved adding the website. So we're checking with them what needs to be done so that we can have the website added to your profile. For optimization, because this is the goal for your Google business profile to increase visibility and ranking, we highly recommend these three actions. First off would be to add photos from time to time. So whenever you have new photos of completed work or before and after photos, we highly recommend either sending them over to us via email or uploading them directly on the dashboard or the app. Whenever Google sees that there's activity happening on your profile, it increases visibility. So you can definitely upload those photos and we'll take care of the rest for you. Are you already familiar with the steps on how to upload photos on the dashboard or the app?
I know how to do it on Google. That's usually how I think about it.
Mm-hmm. You're used to adding it directly to Google. I see. I understand. So since we're now working on your campaign, we highly recommend doing it directly to us so that we can apply it all across the campaigns, not just with Google. So in that way, there's consistency between the platforms, between Facebook, Google, as well as Yelp, and Bing.
Okay.
So right now, if you're still looking at the app, I can walk you through the steps and how to upload them.
Yeah, how do I do that?
Same thing. You just tap on the three lines at the top right corner, and then tap on business info.
Info? Then media?
And once you... Yes, that is correct.
And then new photo, select from gallery.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I think I'm getting the hang of it, I hope.
Oh, That's good to hear. But yes, you can definitely explore the app whenever you have free time, Jacob. And if you have further questions, you can definitely reach out to us. Aside from adding photos, another way that will help keep your profile fresh and active to optimize it would be to create posts. Whenever you have announcements, just like this one, wherein you're offering a deal, you can definitely create a post about it. And this can be done on the dashboard as well or the app. When you go to the three lines at the top right corner, once again, you can tap on posts.
Mm-hmm.
And then there should be an option there that says create new post.
Yep.
And then you can go ahead and indicate whatever the post is all about. So, for example, this deal that you have right now. And then you can attach a photo related to it. And then you can publish it. So it gets published on both Facebook and Google.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. And as part of that, we do understand that sometimes you might be busy. You wouldn't have time to create the post. So we have the automated post feature enabled for you, wherein we will be creating posts on behalf of the business. This is to back you up when it comes to posting. You can actually see the scheduled post ahead of time. So the system has already created future posts scheduled for the month of September. You can actually edit them if there's anything you'd like to change to them before they get published.
Okay.
You can actually edit them before they get published if there's anything you'd like to change or add to the description.
Okay. Yeah, perfect.
All right. Lastly, when it comes to boosting rankings, we highly recommend to gain more reviews. So far, you already have a strong start. You have 9 5-star reviews on your Google Business profile. If you have customers that haven't left a review yet, you can definitely share to them the tiny URL that we created for you. It's a review link that you can easily share to your customers, either text, email, or verbally. The link is ratemy.pro/SJ. You can also see this either on the dashboard or the app. Same thing, you just tap on the 3 lines at the top right corner and then tap on reviews.
Okay.
And you'll see there the link which says ratemy.pro/SJ. Once your customers enter that or type that in, automatically they'll be routed to the review page of your Google Business profile, and that way they don't need to look you up anymore, which makes it easier for them.
Okay. Yeah.
And to,
definitely.
All right. And to make it easier for you, you can actually tap on the request review button. You just need to fill out your customer's information, and the system will be the one to send the link over to them.
Okay. Perfect.
All righty.
Well.
Now, speaking about reviews, once those reviews come in, we do highly recommend responding to them whenever you have free time. Google really loves seeing business owners respond to reviews. It tells them that you value customer feedback, and it's additional points in boosting your rankings. I do see here that some of the existing reviews already have responses, and the others have not. So if you have time, Jacob, you can definitely go over the ones and the ones that doesn't have any response yet, and you can then take it from there.
Okay.
All right. Now, overall, with those actions taking in place and with the optimization that we have, we highly recommend allowing 45 to 60 days to start seeing results. This is into consideration the platform's algorithm that needs to sink in. Do you have any questions so far regarding the campaign?
No, not really.
Alrighty. Well, if you have further questions later on, please go ahead and reach out to us. You can definitely ask for me since I am your account manager. And if I'm not available at that very moment, I'll right away call you back once I'm available, Jacob. But we can definitely assist you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Alrighty. All right. So my name is Mary once again, and that was actually for me. Anything else before I let you go?
No, I think that should be good, Mary.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.